listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. This is March 27, and our passage today is taken from Isaiah 50, verses 4 to 9. This is the third of the servant songs in Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting, but the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. How many times do we feel that God has just left us or forgotten us when we're going through difficult times sometimes? The words of Isaiah, they are meant to bring hope, to bring comfort, but also to show us how to relate to God in difficult times. It starts in verse 4 by saying that the Lord God has given me a tongue of those who are taught and who have listened, that he may know how to sustain those who are weary. The servant, or Jesus, knows that we are people who are weary. He knows that we get frustrated very quickly. He's experienced human tendencies. He will speak to those who grow weary and anxious. He will speak a word of comfort and sustain us. It goes on to say that every morning God awakens my ear to hear as those who are eager to be taught. The Lord opens the ears of the servant and has taught him. The important thing here is that the servant was not rebellious to the word of God and did not turn back. We see that this is an obedient servant. We can even say, as is a perfectly obedient servant. Because I can speak for myself, at least, and say that there are many, many times that I have not listened as someone who wants to be taught. Or I have rebelled, or I have even turned backward or turned away. I know I fail many, many times in being an obedient servant. And that is why we are given this perfectly obedient servant. This is the Messiah. This is Jesus. He alone is the perfectly obedient servant. And he has a lot to teach us about being obedient. He is the one who speaks words of comfort to sustain us when we grow weary from not obeying or not listening or just losing heart. He sustains us. Jesus sustains us. It goes on in the song to say that the servant will give himself up to be beaten and struck. He will not step back from being disgraced. This is the humility of the servant, who humbly bears the disgrace, the shame, even the pain, because he loves the people he serves. He knows that even though he is subjected to all this unjustly, God stands with him. God has not put him to shame, but instead God shall vindicate him. God is near to him even when he experiences disgrace from his persecutors. And because of his trust in God, the servant Jesus has made his resolute decision to fulfill his purpose, to walk the way. This song really tells us a lot about Jesus the servant, but it is also an important lesson for us. How do we relate to God in times of distress and challenge? Do we blame God for those challenges, or do we feel that God is distant? Let Isaiah 7 and 8, well, let Isaiah 50 verses 7 and 8 be our prayer, because it expresses trust and confidence in God. Even if you have experienced disgrace, God, who is our Father, takes away our disgrace, takes away our guilt from us. It takes confidence in God to know that you are not shameful even when you experience shame. God doesn't look at you as shameful. He looks at you with the same loving eyes. He is near to you. He is near to us. Jesus has shown us the way to understand the Father's love, to keep our eyes open and be obedient to him. May we enter into it and receive it. God bless you all on your meditation today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.